Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. Jury selection begins this morning in the Plymouth County trial of a Merrill, Iowa man charged for the murder of his stepson and domestic assault against his wife. 84-year-old Thomas Knapp is charged with first-degree murder and willful injury for the May 11, 2020 shotgun shooting death of Kevin Juzik. Knapp is also charged with domestic abuse and willful injury for striking his wife in the head and breaking her hand during the same disturbance at their rural Merrill home. An evaluation found Knapp competent to stand trial. The trial will take place at the Plymouth County Courthouse in Lamars. The Lamar City Council meets in regular session at noon today. They'll begin with two public hearings, one on a revised floodplain management ordinance, another on financing wastewater treatment plant improvements. The council also will take action on a formal agreement on a Destination Iowa grant to fund recreation trails in Lamar's, Sergeant Bluff, and Sioux City. The Sioux County Sheriff's Department made an arrest Monday in an assault that occurred in Morris. 45-year-old Marco Zavala Martinez of Alton was charged with assault. An investigation revealed that Zavala Martinez assaulted a co-worker over a dispute at their workplace. The victim was injured in the incident. An Iowa Democrat running for federal office says President Biden's speech last week highlighted the dangers of extremism in American politics. Mike Franken, the Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate, sees the president's speech as the first inning of the push to November's election. Franken told a crowd of supporters at the County Line fundraiser in Lisbon, Iowa, that Biden had tried to be conciliatory and to give as many outs as possible to the segment of the Republican Party which has gone adrift. Franken is running against longtime Republican U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley. Fellow Democrats Christina Bohannon and Liz Mathis echoed Franken's support of Biden's speech during the weekend fundraiser. State climatologist Justin Glisson says June, July, and August have been warmer and drier than normal for the last 3 years. Glisson says the La Nina weather pattern is to blame, and it could impact this fall as well.
We still see an elevated chance of warmer and drier temperatures for September. And then you look at the seasonal meteorological fall time slice, September, October, November. We're seeing that signal through those 3 months.
Glisson says La Nina is a cold sea surface temperature anomaly in the Pacific that impacts where the storm tracks set up over the United States. It could hang around through winter.
We don't want to get ahead of ourselves in terms of winter forecasts, but when we do see that La Nina phase hanging around, we do see a tendency towards warmer temperatures across the southern part of the United States, colder temperatures across the northern part of the United States, and then we're stuck right in the middle of that interface. So it's just a coin flip right now, but again, too far out seasonally.
Glisson says the La Nina impact has been felt across much of the upper Midwest. Economic growth has slowed in Iowa and in the Midwest during August, according to the latest survey of supply managers in 9 states. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says while the numbers slipped on the business conditions index at the state and regional levels, both remained above the growth neutral for the 27th straight month. Still, he says the forecast remains cloudy and the economy remains painful for a lot of consumers and businesses. Hiring during August dropped compared to July. Inflation rates remain punishingly high. And crews are finishing cleanup work in Sioux Falls following 2 major storms that hit back in May. Sioux Falls Parks and Recreation Operations Manager Kelby Murris says the large scoop of work has taken all summer. Trees have been replanted in McKinnon Park, and the fence near the tennis courts have been replaced. That park was hit particularly hard in the storms. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.